It's Octaver, episode 19, and today we're going for a little ride. Yes, indeed, it is my 19th episode of Octaver. I'm way behind. It's November 4th today? Where did October go? Anyway, so today's topic is five songs or pieces of music that you absolutely have to have while driving. Again, one of those very difficult topics for me because, I love to drive with the music on. It's probably the predominant place that I listen to music because I can listen to it really loud. What you heard at the very start of this recording is a Ferrari F430, one of my favorite Ferraris lately. It's just, I don't know what, I saw a Top Gear YouTube video which featured the car, Jeremy's driving the car, and he falls in love with the car, and I'm looking at the car, and I'm looking at his reactions to it, and it's just like, wow, it has become sort of my dream car. And the sound that thing makes is incredible. So I can just imagine myself sort of in Big Sur, in California, on a long winding highway next to the ocean with the ocean view, with this song just blaring on the stereo and just, you know, cranking up the sound of the engine, and just, that it's sending shivers up my spine just as I say it. And what you're listening to is called Bella Luna from the supergroup The Rippingtons. Rippingtons, to me, I don't know, I guess it epitomizes that Southern California kind of lifestyle and music, and it's a little bit of everything mixed in, a little bit of the Latin, a little bit of the California flavor. I don't know, there's just something about that kind of music. But it's not the only music, of course, that I listen to in the car. When things kind of wind down at the end of the day, lights go down, the dash lights come up, I usually like to listen to this stuff. That was the great John Scofield with a piece called Dark Blue from his Hand Jive CD or album, I guess. Yeah, so this gets you an idea of the kind of stuff Slandy likes to listen to in the car. Now, one of the questions was, does music make you drive faster? And actually it does. If I listen to very energetic music, I find the old accelerator foot starting to push down a little bit too far. So I tend to be very cognizant of that, let's just say, and take it easy on the road. But it's funny, on long trips, I tend to listen to podcasts or audiobooks instead of music. Now, the reason for that is, as much as I love music and it's very energetic, and I've said this in October of last year, but my preference is really to listen to audio voice, people talking, exchanges of ideas, audioboos. I do a lot of listening of audioboos, because what I do is I record all my audioboos, onto CDs, you know, burn them onto CDs and then bring them with me, or put them in my MP3 player or my iPhone or whatever, you know, or have Downcast have downloaded a whole bunch of them. But as we all know, with Audioboo and their RSS feed, you're limited to 30. So to try to get several weeks worth of Audioboos into your Downcast, you have to put in that RSS with the page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, and so on and so forth. Gets a little bit to be a pain. So what I try to do is although I still have the same problem, whatever podcatcher I use in my computer, but at least it's the management seems to be a little bit better. And then I burn everything onto a CD, or I put it onto a USB drive and plug it into the car, because my car's radio now has a USB drive reader or a USB port. And I get to listen to my Audioboos that way, or my podcasts. But that's usually on very long rides. On very short rides, now you'll hear me listening to jazz, rock, just about everything. And narrowing it down to 5 specific songs? No. Maybe 5 genres. I have listened to classical music too, especially if I'm in a particularly, let's say, not tired mood, but if I've had a long, hard day, then I tend to switch over on the radio to, because I don't have that much classical music in my I was about to say repertoire, yeah, in my library. So I tend to just put on, there's a CBC radio here in Canada has a sort of a classical station, I guess, and I put it over there and I listen to some classical music. But otherwise, it's what you're hearing in the background that really, gets me going, gets my blood flowing. Anyway, so this has been the 19th episode of Octaver, brought to you by the makers of... No. Although I really should start putting advertising. No, I would never do that. But I'm so far behind on my Octavers, but I'm catching up. I've promised myself that I was going to do all the Octavers, even if I have to do them into December. But hey, the weather's, you know, dreadfully cold outside. This morning it was -6 when I woke up. And although, you know, for a Canadian winter, that's not bad. But man, it's only November and it's already -6. And later on today, I'm going out to rake some more leaves and clean up the yard a bit more and finish up. I've got, I'm even going to try to mow the lawn for one last time. If the sun, which is out, I see it through our little window here in the studio. I see that the sun has come up and it's nice and bright. So hopefully it'll dry up a little bit of the grass and allow me to mow it. Wow, exciting conversation for Octaver, isn't it? Anyway, I'll be back with episode 20, probably... in a few minutes, if you're listening to your Audioboo feed, because I'm going to record it in a few minutes from now and try to get one more, you know, done for today. Thanks for listening.